Okay, we are going to sing a song written by Srila Bhaktivinod Thakur. Actually, maybe I should see who is who, and that way I can preach properly, teach properly, speak properly. Bhaktivinod Thakur, he wrote this song, Jai Radha Madhava. So most of you know. So those who don't know this song, Jai Radha Madhava, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. Good enough. That gives me a clue. What should I say? So most of you are very much affiliated with ISKCON, most of you. So reason I am saying this is, what should I speak? So that's why I am ascertaining everybody. Vrindavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who is he? Okay. Anybody else want to know anything? Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya, who is he? And maybe I should write down. Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya, who is he? Any another subject? Yes, doctor? Rath Yatra. Okay. Yes?
Lord Rishabhadev.
Dev? Yes? Lord Rishabhadev. Anybody wants to hear? Ajay?
Radharani.
Who is Radharani?
Yeah. Many youngsters
yes.
Ask that why
are you
standing beside?
Who is Radharani?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada. Okay. Radha Krishna. Who is speaking? Hath kada kije. Radha Krishna.
Past times.
So everybody please sing this song very enthusiastically on the top of your voice, very very sweet madhur swara. Gai gora ye gora hai. Gai gora madhur swara, madhur swara and unche swara. Bole na bole ra वदन भरे, वदन भर के बोलना है, ऊंचे स्वरे, ठीक है ना? एंड प्रेम से, भाव से, you have to sing this, not like somebody is dead here and you know, very enthusiastically, okay.
Jai Radha Madhava Govihari, Jai Radha Madhava Govihari, Bhakti Jana Mala Sri Vardhani Jaya, Bhakti Jana Mala Sri Vardhani Jaya. Jai Radha Madhava, Jai Radha Madhava,
జగన్నాథ బలదేవ్ సుభద్రా దేవికి గౌర్ ప్రేమానంది. ఓం అజ్ఞాన తిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయ చక్షురుమిళితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురువే నమః. శ్రీ చైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపా కదామయ్యా దదాంతి స్వపదాంతికం. Hear very attentively. I'm always speaking what Prabhupada said. Very much proud of repeating what Prabhupada said. So, please hear carefully. So, beginner's class is that in Bhagavad Gita, in 15th chapter, 7th sloka, Lord says that mameva anso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana manas sastani indriyani prakriti sthani karshati. Anybody knows this sloka except Gaur Prabhu? Good. This sloka you must memorize. Very important verse. This is how you can educate yourself. Memorize sloka and translation. You can do? These nice young beginners, they will. Very enthusiastic. Good. So, mameva anso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. So, $1 million question is who we are. So, we have to always remember that we are not this body, but we are spirit soul within the body. We are spirit soul, Atma. So Krishna here, he says, mameva anso jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana, that every living creature, they are spirit soul and they are eternally remain so, not that they merge into me and they become God. Sanatana word is very important. Mameva anso sanatana. The spirit soul, Atma, remains eternally spirit soul. It doesn't become super soul, Paramatma. They say, some people say, when spirit soul gets liberated, he merges back into God and he becomes God. And they give an analogy that a drop of ocean, when ocean drops into ocean, becomes ocean. So this kind of analogy is not very appropriate. Bhakti Vinod Thakur says that when a green bird enters into green tree, everything looks like one green thing. But the tree individuality remains and the green bird's individuality remains, even though it looks like they have become one. So this is a true analogy. So we are spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. Now Srila Prabhupada gives very good example to understand this, that this hand is a part and parcel of this body. So being part and parcel of a body, it is in hand's interest to remain connected with the body and to serve the body, because the hand is part of the body. Just like hand can say, I have laddu in my palm, I don't want body, I want to become detached from the body, and I have very nice sofa, I'll live on that and enjoy laddu and remain peaceful, blissful, happy. It cannot happen. Why? Because hand is a part of the body, and the part has to remain connected with the whole body. Then the hand can remain peaceful, blissful, happy. Not only that, but hand has to serve that laddu to the body, to the stomach. And then hand can automatically become peaceful, rushed, healthy, wealthy, everything. Similarly, Atma, the spirit soul, is part and parcel of Krishna. And because it is part and parcel of Krishna, the spirit soul must remain connected with Krishna and must serve Krishna. $1 million understanding. If you want to become happy, peaceful, no tension, no depression, then what you have to do? You have to remain connected with Krishna. Not only that, but you have to serve Krishna. Service. Very important. Just like hand. If hand cannot serve the body, then it is to be understood that hand is in diseased condition. It is paralyzed, it is broken, it is whatever. Disease condition. In healthy condition, it will serve the body. So a spirit soul who does not serve Krishna, then the spirit soul is in disease condition. Disease condition. Believe me. So you have to serve Krishna. No disease condition. Why? Because you are part and parcel of Krishna. And that's why it is your constitutional position to serve Krishna. A living entity by nature, it has to serve. Prabhupada says, if it doesn't serve anything, it doesn't have wife, children, nothing, then they will have a pet, dogs and cats, and they will serve dogs and cats, because it is in their nature to serve. So we have to become intelligent and serve Krishna. Why? Because we are part and parcel of Him. I don't want to elaborate much because we have many things to cover, but you are spirit soul. You have to remember this day and night and remain on spiritual platform, because you are spirit and you have to remain on spiritual platform. Not sensual platform, not mental platform, not intellectual platform, but which platform you have to remain on? Spiritual platform. Why? Because you are the spirit soul. This is intelligence. Remain on spiritual platform. So, you have to remember, I am a spirit soul, part and parcel of Krishna. And that's why my eternal 24 hours duty is to serve Krishna only and nobody else. This is the right philosophy. Now you may want to say, what about my family? What about father, mother, this, that? It is included in the plan. When you serve Krishna, automatically you will serve His creation, especially your kinsmen. Automatically. That is intelligent. Any Vaishnava, when he serves Krishna, automatically he preaches and serves everybody else. Any devotee serves mankind, give up their life for mankind. So, first, the service has to begin from Krishna, root. We have to water the root of a tree, and Krishna is the root of whole creation. So we have to start our service from Krishna. So, in short, you have to serve Krishna. Why? Because you are part and parcel of Him. You have to start service from Krishna. And how to serve Krishna? Sevan mukhe jivado swayameva sphurutyada. Ata sri Krishna namadi na bhavet grahamendriya. You have to start your service to Krishna from your mouth and tongue. Kar seva, dhan seva, dan seva, tap seva, study, adhyay, swadhyay seva will not be as higher as the highest service, topmost service, sublime service to Krishna is to serve Him through mouth and tongue. And what is that? You have to utter His holy name. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare Ram. This is topmost service to Krishna. And when you serve Krishna through your mouth and tongue, then what happens? Whomever you serve, you reawaken your pure love for Him. And He loves you, you love Him. Just like small child, Prabhupada says, when six-month-old child, mother is feeding the child, serving the child, bathing the child, then naturally child will love mother. But if the same child is sent to India for 5 years and grandmother serves, then naturally child will love who?
Grandmother.
Why? Because grandmother serves. Similarly, you serve your dog. Whom dog is going to love the most? Whoever serves. Same thing. Principle. Material, spiritual, same thing in spiritual life.
So
if you serve,
So love is important.
Love is important. And whom to love is also important. Whom to love is also very important. You have to place your love in Krishna first. Then automatically you will love His creator. But if you place your love in dog first, then you will miss Krishna and His creation. You have to start with the root of a tree. Yatha taro mula nisechanena tusyanti tadaskanda bhujopashaka. Pranopcharinathendriyanam tathaiva sarvair hanamachyuteja. So if you want to serve the fruits and flowers and leaf and branches of a tree, you cannot just sprinkle water all over fruit, flower and branches. But if you pour water into the root of a tree, the whole tree will become totally satisfied. So Krishna is Sarva karana karanam, Iswaraha Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadir Adir Govinda, Sarva karana karanam. Krishna is the root cause of everything. So you have to serve the root cause, Krishna. And that's where you start your service. And what is the topmost service to Krishna? What do you have to say? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Fir se, enthusiasm. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Very good. This Maya is very enthusiastic. This blue MC is hiding from me. Very enthusiastic. That is the enthusiasm. Utsaham nischaya dhairya. We have to show our utmost enthusiasm. Even if it is artificial. Prabhupada says, imitating good thing is good. Even if it is artificial enthusiasm, it's good. See, it's not artificial though. But I'm saying. So, you have to chant Hare Krishna. And when you serve Krishna through your mouth and tongue, what will be the benefit? What will be the benefit? Very good. Say loudly.
Krishna will serve you.
Love you. Very good girl. Yes.
The senses become purified and satisfying.
Right. That is your senses.
Hastam Taparat Pena Nirmalam
Hrishikena Hrishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. So your senses will become totally satisfied. You will be totally satisfied, peaceful, blissful, happy, and Krishna will love you. So that is the ultimate goal of our life. What is the ultimate goal of our life? That Krishna can love us and we can love Krishna. This is the topmost goal of our life. And for that, you have to chant 16 number of rounds every single day. 16. So those who are not chanting, who will chant? Please raise your hand. Very good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Those who are beginners? Very good, very good. All beginners. And who, which beginners will not chant? Everybody. 16. Wonderful. Wonderful. So this is your topmost good in your life. You cannot do anything better than this for your life. So wonderful. This is the beginner's class and everybody should. We have mala on the table somewhere. Japa mala and everything is there. You can buy. Of course my other things are all CDs also there if you like to have. So everybody please start chanting 16 rounds. So any question?
I thought that if a person recites the mantra Hare Krishna mantra at the time of death, he will remember Krishna.
Yes.
So he will go to Krishna.
Yes.
That is the main purpose.
As sure as death.
Yes.
He will go to Krishna.
That's
definitely. So in order to recite at the end of your life, you have to practice now. Whatever you do in your life, at the end of a life, the real comes into you. And you just see that, recall that, everything you do. So if you chant every day, then you will be able to remember. But artificially you will say that I'll chant at the end of the life. It will not happen. Yes.
I was just being reminded of the example Srila Prabhupada gave, where even a parrot can go, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.
Yes.
But when the cat catches it, it just goes, quack, quack, quack. So he's saying if we do our chanting mechanically without this enthusiasm and feeling, then when the death comes, the chanting won't work very good. We won't be able to chant properly.
That's true. We have to perform devotional service, chanting, with utmost enthusiasm. Utsaham nichayat dhairyat. With enthusiasm. We should have full energy. We should invest our all energy into chanting holy name. Just like Krishna has invested all his energy into holy name. Holy name and Krishna is non-different. Same thing. So we serve holy name. That is how we serve Krishna. Okay, let's change the subject now. Okay? Unless somebody has a question. Okay? Yes.
I was just thinking, sometimes in the course of chanting, you know, there was a song some years ago, it was called You've Lost That Loving Feeling. So, in the beginning stages of devotional service, we can really feel the taste, but due to aparad that may be committed, sometimes we're chanting, it's hard to have that feeling.
Yes.
It's like you feel you have to really cut through a lot of junk to connect.
Test, yes.
So how to get that, how to maintain that feeling, how to keep that.
Well, Prabhupada says that you associate with those who are utmost enthusiastic and they will sadhu vartaman visrambena guru seva. Anyway, by associating with devotees who are very enthusiastic, you can become enthusiastic. So you have to keep in touch with that devotee whom you like the most and who is very enthusiastic in devotional service. Yes.
I think by asking yourself, who I am.
Yes.
And when you concentrate on who I am.
Yes.
What
very good.
It's a personal experience.
Yes.
them when you see.
Yes, you are a spirit.
I'm not a body. Okay, somebody has said something to me. Okay, if I am not the body, it doesn't affect me. For instance, if you go from north to south, if you go to south, somebody says something in the Tamil or Telugu or something, you are a Hindi speaking, you don't understand it. So it has no meaning to you. Or if you are a southern and somebody speaks in Kashmiri, you don't understand. So there is no meaning if the person has itself said in a wrong notion of you.
Right.
So in other words, you are not a body. So
yes, you have to think you have a spirit soul all the time.
That's correct.
Remain on a spiritual platform.
If you don't, if you concentrate on who I am,
right,
then everything can be answered.
Right. Okay, let's move on to, okay. Yes.
I want to ask some questions that probably a lot of people would like to know myself. I want to know the meaning of the word Krishna.
Very good.
And the meaning of the Mahamantra.
Very good. Very good. So she wants to know, what is the meaning of Krishna and Hare Krishna mantra? The meaning of Krishna, Kri means Akarshan, Kri. So one who attracts all living entity towards him, Krishna, one who attracts every living entity towards him. When Krishna was on the planet, there were 9 lakh cows he was herding every day. And when he would climb up the Kadamba tree and call every one of them through his flute, and every cow will be immediately get attracted to him and rush towards him. Ter Kadamba, near Dandagam, there is a Ter Kadamba place you can visit. So he was like that. So Krishna is the most attractive personality. That's why his name is Krishna, all attractive one. So that is the meaning of word Krishna, name Krishna. And the meaning of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that Hare is an address to Srimati Radharani, Hara, Mother Hara. Mother Hara is the pleasure potency of Krishna. And to address Hara, you say Hare, just like Sita, Sita, Amba, Ambe. Similarly, Hara, Hare. So Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So you are praying to Radharani, please, my dear Radharani, engage me in Krishna's transcendental loving devotional service. Please engage me in his loving devotional service. So that is the meaning of Hare Krishna mantra. We are praying to Radharani, please engage me in Krishna's service so that I can develop my pure love for him. So that's the meaning of Hare Krishna mantra. Yes. Thank you.
May I please add something?
Yeah.
I heard 2 other definitions that Prabhupada gave.
Yes.
The simplest one I ever heard on a tape recently, Prabhupada said, it means, Krishna, please accept me.
Yes. Krishna, please accept me. That's the meaning of Hare Krishna Mahamantra.
And the other one is, he compared it to that Shikshastakam verse, O son of Maharaj Nanda, I am your eternal servitor, but somehow or other I've fallen into this ocean of ignorance. Please place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet.
Yes. So another third understanding Prabhupada gave is that, please Krishna, place me as a dust or particle of a dust at your lotus feet. Just like a dust at your lotus feet. Place me. That is a third understanding of Hare Krishna mantra. Very good. So should we go on? Okay. Next is Vrindavan. The one who wants to hear about Vrindavan is living. So maybe we should leave this aside right now. Vrindavan is going. So let's skip that. Okay. So Lord Chaitanya, who is he? So Lord Chaitanya, he is the most magnanimous, not the avatar, his avatar, most magnanimous form of Krishna or aspect of Krishna. He is Krishna. Lord Chaitanya is non-different than Krishna. He is the same personality. He is non-different. Sachi-suta Vrajendra Nandana sei Sachi-suta hoilo sei Balarama hoilo nitai. So Sachi-suta Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. Unless you understand this fact, you cannot develop your love for Krishna and Radharani. You cannot enhance your devotion. You may perform your bhakti to Krishna, but you will not realize who Krishna and Radharani is unless you understand Krishna, Lord Chaitanya. It is through Lord Chaitanya's mercy we can understand Vrindavan, we can understand Radharani, we can understand Krishna, because Lord Chaitanya came, Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya for this day and age to teach how to perform his devotional service. So, apani achari Prabhu jivera sikhai. By practicing devotional service, Lord Chaitanya teach all of us how to practice devotional service to Krishna. So unless we understand Lord Chaitanya, we cannot understand Radha Krishna. Hene nitai bine bhai, Radha Krishna pai benai. Without the mercy of Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, without Nityananda's mercy, you cannot get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And without the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, you cannot get Radha Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya, he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna and Radharani, both combined form. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radharani, in the garb of Radharani. Krishna himself in the garb of Radharani. So Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna, non-different than that. When, we'll take Krishna there. So when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya met him in South India, Lord Chaitanya spoke to him in length, and then at the end he saw him, his form is Radha Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna. Krishna had developed that desire that Radharani is enjoying a bliss, very topmost bliss, ananda, in my loving's reciprocation. So I want to realize that love, how much he enjoys. So unless Krishna takes the mood of Radharani, Krishna cannot enjoy how she is enjoying. So Krishna took a form of Radharani. Krishna Varnam Tvisham Krishna. Tvisha Krishna means not Krishna, not blackish. Tvisham Krishna. Complexion was molten gold. This verse is from Srimad Bhagavatam, which describes advent of Lord Chaitanya, how Krishna will come in a garb of Lord Chaitanya. Krishna Varnam Tvisham Krishna Sango Pangasta Parsadam Yagnai Sankirtan Prayar Yajanta Sumedasha. Those who are very intelligent persons in the age of Kali Yuga will worship Lord in the form of Tvisha Krishna, in the form of non-Krishna, who will have a complexion, molten gold. Please come. Why you are so lost? Come here. You are not here. You can sit right in the middle. Please. We are here to assemble here for you. Krishna Varnam Tisham Krishna Sangopangastha Parsadam. And Lord Krishna will come. No blackish color. It will be Radharani's color. And his mood will be also Radharani's mood. Prisham Krishna. Sangop, and he will come with his parsad. Sang, upang, parsad. He will come with all associates. Lord Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Pandit, Srivas Pandit, and Murari Gupta. So many. Sridhar, Kulavicha Sridhar. So many parsad. He came to perform. What he will perform? Congregational chanting. The process of this Kali Yuga by which one can become Krishna conscious. Thank you. Tusha Krishna. He will come in the molten gold form and he will be surrounded by his associates. And what will he do? Yagnai Sankirtan prior. He will Mukhyata prior. Maybe sort him out. Yeah, thank you. I don't want to break his stand. Yagnai Sankirtan prior. He will perform the Sankirtan Yagna, congregational chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna!
Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama!
Again, one more time.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Krishna Krishna! Hare Hare! Hare Rama! Hare Rama! Rama Rama! Hare Hare!
I can only hear one person. So this will be his activity. He will perform transcendental chanting of the holy name. And congregationally. And this is a process for this day and age. So Lord Chaitanya came, this is an external reason to teach us how we can develop our love for Krishna through chanting the holy name. Yagnai Sankirtan prior Ajanta Sumedasa. And those who are very intelligent, Sumedasa, those who are very intelligent, they will worship this Lord Chaitanya in the age of Kali Yuga. In another, Radharani and Krishna combined form, they will worship Lord Chaitanya through chanting holy name Hare Krishna mantra. So this is Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is a combined form of Radha Krishna and he came to teach us how we can become lover of Krishna through chanting the holy name. This is the external reason. The internal reason, I already said that Krishna wanted to test how much Radharani loves me and how much she is enjoying realizing that love. So I would like to realize that love. And Lord Chaitanya, he realized this love of Krishna in the form of Radharani, in the mood of Radharani. So this is Lord Chaitanya's internal reason why he appeared. So I want to go further, so I'll pause here. Any question? Yes.
Why is it that it seems that most of the people in India, they don't know Lord Chaitanya? They don't know. Majority of people? I don't think so.
Right. So the reason is Krishna in the form of Radharani. In the mood of Radharani. So this is Lord Chaitanya's internal reason why he appeared. So I want to go further, so I'll pause here. Any question? Yes.
Why is it that it seems that most of the people in India, they don't know Lord Chaitanya? They don't know. Majority of people? I don't think so.
Right. So the reason is that Lord Chaitanya came as a chhana avatar, very silent and chupa, means very chhana, chupa, means very, very secluded by himself, didn't want to claim, and those who claim, he shut them down. Rupa Goswami claim him. Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prem Padayate, Krishna Krishna Chaitanya, Namne Gaurastrise Namaha. So, Lord Chaitanya he covered his ears when Rupa Goswami said, "You are a supreme personality of Godhead, Krishna." The Lord Chaitanya covered his ears. And he said to him, and when Rupa Goswami write a very beautiful verse, and he hide that on the ceiling of his hut, and Lord Chaitanya find out that verse. So that verse was describing how Lord Chaitanya, in the form of Krishna, releasing the love of Radharani. That very verse, and Lord Chaitanya, he said to Rupa Goswami, "Keep this to yourself. How did you know my mood? How do you know that my mood is Radharani? I want to taste." So Lord Chaitanya keep it very secret. Don't tell to whole world that this mood and this incarnation and about me. He kept it very secret. And even today he wants to, but Lord Prabhupada, he didn't want to keep it secret. He came out and preached the gospel of Lord Chaitanya all over the world. And now it is in our hand. So, this is Lord Chaitanya. I just want to keep it short because we can give a long lecture, his pastime or whatever. But I want to keep it short and sweet because we have many things. Yes. So please give a question if you have question, okay? Because we have to go further. Otherwise I can give you lecture on Lord Chaitanya, 1 hour, 2 hours. But we want to keep it little. Question form. Any question?
So he was in a form, a devotional form of Krishna.
Yes. Devotee.
Yes. He was Radha incarnate.
Yes. He was in a garb of a devotee. But he was Krishna in a garb of a devotee. That's right. Any other question? Yes.
Why did he not let others know about it?
Why did he didn't want to?
Yeah.
Because he didn't wanted to pose like a big gods that loiterers in the street.
Yes.
Those who intimately want to know him, they will know him, and they did know him. Just like when Krishna also came, whoever wanted to know him as a supreme personality, Godhead, they knew him, Pandavas. But Kauravas and Duryodhan, they didn't recognize him. And even though they recognized him, they didn't act it as that he is a God. Like that. So God wants to keep him certain way. Those who want to recognize him, many people recognize Lord Chaitanya as Supreme Personality of Godhead. But those who are very envious, he doesn't want to come out. So any other question? Okay. So we can go on to the next one. Vrindavan, you came back, so I should take that. Vrindavan. So, question is, what is Vrindavan, about Vrindavan? Beauty of Vrindavan. So, first of all, you have to make your mind Vrindavan. That's how we will begin. You have to make your mind Vrindavan. Of course, Rupa Goswami states that one should live in Vrindavan. And under the guidance of the Tad Anuragi Jananugami, under the guidance of followers of Lord Krishna, one has to live in Vrindavan.